What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crap Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here next couple hours talking at you about all kinds of shit and shit.
God that Jesus fucking Christ. That southern accent is there's something scary about that.
That one?
I don't know what that is. That's like,
that's like a Appalachia.
Oh yeah.
More.
That's I'm sorry you're chained up in this truck.
Then like the more genteel Georgia.
Right. That's like a serial killer.
Yeah. Or like Lindsey Graham in South Carolina.
I got a shed. God damn.
You know what it is? She's, I was switching up the treats again and I gave I gave her ice cream first and damn. Apparently she's ready to call her agent. She's upset.
We need the dog whisperer in here.
Now I opened up that fucking ice cream and put it out there. It's going to melt.
On this episode of Crab Diving, Caesar Milan pays Pat and Ryan a visit to work with the intern.
Don't tell your dog to eat the fucking ice cream.
I'm Chris Hansen.
That's a really horrible, stereotypical Mexican accent.
That is. Welcome to Woketopia.
Arriba, arriba, api, api, oha. Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
For all the young kids out there.
That was racist. Andale,
andale, arriba, 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 api, api, oha. Oh, yeah, senor. And any Mexican, like human, was always
that
portrayed
was
sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because they're lazy, of course. They just lay around in their drug rugs and their sombreros.
Well, okay. Find something negative about Pepe Le Pew. You can't, right? Pepe
he was Le Pew. A rapist?
Oh, yeah. There's that. It's right. He was.
I mean, literally, sexual assault? They can't be playing Pepe Le Pew anywhere anymore, right? He tackled that poor cat that always in every episode somehow managed to get a white stripe of paint along her back so that he would be confused and think that she was also a skunk.
Skunk! Nine!
And Pepe
oh, yeah.
would we literally leave. Attack her and grab her and she French. Would have to claw and fight her way away from him. As he is like, hello, baby, ooh. I want to make love to you. Oh, it is beautiful to see you. Hello.
Here is the chloroform. Is it true that the guy from that 70s show is going to star in a live action?
Nice.
A live action?
Yeah.
A redo of that?
Remake? Where was I? Join us on social media during the show or anytime at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, and join our Facebook page and all that shit. And we're on Instagram. And thanks for supporting the show by buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link to buy shit at Amazon, I mean, stuff that's of great quality and
right.
Gets delivered to your door really quickly.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I order shit all the time.
I do too.
Especially with the COVID.
You don't want to go to Walmart and live in person. I'm at Walmart.
Well, I would.
Aerosols, droplets, droplets, droplets. Fomite spreading. Fomite spreading. Well, that's fomite before, spreading.
That's before COVID.
Which is worse? I just read a thing in Time about what is worse. What is the most, what's the most dangerous spread? Fomite, aerosol, or droplets?
Which the is most the most dangerous or the way the COVID gets transferred the most dangerously? That's what you're referring to?
How most likely, what's the most likely way to get this shit, I guess?
I thought it was aerosol.
Yeah.
Or, well, droplets, not necessarily aerosols, but you can get it from aerosols too.
Why is it only one though? I mean could you be faced with a variety? There's droplets and there's aerosols,
yeah,
and fomites. Because there could be all of that.
Fomites are surfaces. Fomites are like your clothes and shit. Or can you get it from a
I know it's surfaces.
Can you get, well, I'm telling our
I'm just kidding.
The listeners that didn't read that article and don't know what the fuck fomites are.
Fomites,
or like the Rottweilers I was petting today.
The fomites,
I guess, could be considered fomites
because
their owner had been patting them on the head,
oh,
and then
my
one
God.
Of them, one of them, ambled over to me, and I patted it on the head, and I was like, "Oh, now I got to keep my hand away from my face."
In such a horrible time. Yes, I know it could. It could get worse. I understand that. But I know the best is yet to come.
Right?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere, Florida!
crabdiving.com/Amazon for all your everything. Yay. Needs. And we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Droplets.
They even have, if you live in a larger area, they have Amazon Pantry where you can order shit.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
To be delivered from groceries.
Yes. What's your favorite transmission form? What do you like best? Fomites, droplets, or aerosols?
Which is more enjoyable?
What do you
sexual
like best?
Sexual transmission? That's it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Okay. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I read this long article. Well, it wasn't long, but it was disturbing. I'll say it's a disturbing article. I read in Time about the different ways you can catch this shit. And it is really. What are we doing about this? What are we doing? What is our government doing to fix this? Are they doing anything?
Wow. That's a deep cut.
What the fuck?
I think I did that one for the old wrestling show.
I think you did, Pat. That's
back
some
in
scary
the day.
Shit.
Back Jesus. In the day when we interviewed Roger Stone.
Oh, that's right. Jesus Shark will fuck you up. Big time.
Then we said our names. Let's see what's going on in the old headlines.
Ew.
Everybody over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Oh, zoot allure.
Says Biden hammers Trump rooting for more violence. Well, duh.
Yeah.
He knows that half of his followers are their keyboards are sticky from replaying the video of that 17-year-old shooting those protesters.
We got a tablespoon of Proud Boy come up here. I mean, I don't know, like
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden accused Trump of fanning the flames of racial unrest in order to bolster his reelection prospects.
Yes.
Golly, gee willikers,
accurate.
Do you think?
Accurate, yes.
Ahead of Trump's nomination speech tonight.
Ooh.
Can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Talk about sticky keyboards.
Actually, I think it's been leaked already.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I think parts of it have been leaked, and it's like, it's what you think. It's
why, here's my ShamWow.
Yeah, it's Stephen Miller.
I mean, is it prolific?
Just dancing naked.
Oh, I got cocked.
Thrilled. Yeah.
Summoning
all the evil forces he could.
We live in
to write something.
Of everything that's happening is vile. The people doing the things that are happening, they are also vile. Everything is vile. I don't know.
Not my favorite adjective, but
Oh yeah, at vile experience on the social medias.
IALL.
Things of that. Oh yeah, IALL.
Like a little bottle with an extra L.
Ooh.
I don't know why that matters. I always like to say I was a member of the Sex Pistols.
Oh yeah.
Johnny Rotten, Sid Vicious.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, vile.
Patrick Vile.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Biden said he views this as a political benefit. He's rooting for more violence, not less.
You should have been in the Sex Pistols.
You just getting that? Thank
no,
you.
No. I'm just thinking about it. You know, you were in a band, though. You were in a band.
A couple, yeah.
Not the Sex Pistols, but they were similar.
Vastly different.
Vastly different.
I mean, it wasn't like a Christian band. We didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't do any Christian covers or anything like that.
God, that's the creepiest shit ever. Oh, God.
He said, the more chaos and anarchy and vandalism and violence reigns, the better it is.
Chaos and anarchy and vandalism.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is now Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, geez.
Saying, the more chaos and anarchy and vandalism and violence reigns, the better it is for the very clear choice who's best on public safety and law and order.
Kellyanne Conway, you got your ass handed to you by your daughter, and now you're out of the White House.
has Trump floated pardoning this kid yet? I mean, you know it's going to happen.
Oh no!
I don't know.
There's no way.
I think he was treated very unfairly. You can see he was protecting himself and protecting property.
That is not. That can't happen. That cannot happen in this country. This country will burn. People will burn.
Oh yeah,
motherfucker to the ground.
And that's what Vlad is telling him on his princess phone.
That's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to not be racist.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
We'll get that on a t-shirt.
Don't be racist!
The right thing to do is to not be racist.
Yeah! You stupid fucks.
Biden also responded to Vice President Pence's RNC speech, which I really thought they were playing back at a too slow rate. Like he should have been at 45 and they were playing 33 and a third. There's an old vinyl reference for you kids too.
That's a record.
But Pence is just awful. He's just an awful public speaker. It's just not even. I mean, I'll even give people the benefit of the doubt for
damn Mike
for. But he was a radio.
Ouch.
He was a radio guy.
You know what's fucked up? You actually know how you're supposed to talk to people to give them effective direction, but there's nothing else to say to him.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he's awful. You said he's awful. He's awful.
Well, I mean,
there's no daylight there.
If someone requested my counsel, I would never say you're awful. Give it up.
But there's no way to say that any other way. But you're right.
He could probably be helped. I don't know. But
And you know what? Just a note here.
He's just bad.
And I'm tired of these Jesus fucking people. You guys have to. You have to find a way to go fuck yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, apparently,
just
have a pool boy do your wife.
Quit raping people. Then you know that's something, right?
Mike Pence.
People said that in a room together at the same time, and then
they got paid though.
Then they went home and fucked.
Loop groups make a shit ton of money.
Do you think these loop groups that when they like orgy right when they're done? And we're done, guys. Get out your dicks. We're fucking.
The dog has an opinion. The dog doesn't like Mike Pence.
Good girl. Good girl. Give her a treat.
Pence, in his horribly monotone, racist, homophobic,
yes,
dystopian wow. view of America speech,
right?
He said that you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'll take my chances, though. I'll take my motherfucking chances.
And he depicted the election as a choice between law and order and lawlessness. They really
funny.
Think this 1960s shit is going to work.
This is funny because, you know, we live in a time where depending on where you live and what you do, you actually can probably quantify your chances of like surviving and shit, you know. And I'm sure your chances.
Well,
of
they're
not-
down from yes. from a year ago, and not just the slide to
the nerve of him to even say that is sort of astounding, man. How can you say that? How can he say that?
Well, and the most ridiculous part is they're still saying, look at what is going to happen in Joe Biden's America. And they're using footage of what is happening in Trump's America. What is happening?
You know,
this is what is happening in your country right now.
You know what this feels like? This feels like if you lived in the 90s and you were a fan of the Chicago Cubs, someone trying to.
Oh, I was.
Well, someone trying to, like, say something positive about that team. You know what I mean? And, like, that's what this sounds like. You know, these Cubs in the 90s.
Rebuilding century.
Yeah, no. They traded away. They let what's his face go for nothing for a bunch of fuckheads. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Greg Maddux. They let Greg Maddux.
I was
go.
Sipping. I was yelling Greg Maddux through my coffee.
Oh, I'm so. You know, I don't know why. God, they let Greg Maddux go. And then they ruined Kerry Wood's fucking arm.
Well, that was that motherfucker.
That was Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker,
God,
yeah.
Damn it. And then these Red Sox, the only person that kneels is Jackie Bradley Jr. No one else could kneel. No one else.
Mike Pence.
Get your tambourines ready. We're going in. Okay.
So, that's your headline over at the HuffPo is Joe Biden says that Trump is rooting for more violence, and we concur.
You know, not to belabor the point.
Mr. President.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Let's
agreed.
Get used to that.
Agreed. He's a loon. The vocal director or the music director for this, Mike Pence spot.
Probably not one.
No bullshit. Listen to it.
No way. In some,
say it.
Some
Mike
Indiana...
Pence.
Station
Mike.
No,
Pence,
these
the
people. I've been in loop group sessions. They, the ones that work together often. It's like they speak their own language.
They nail it.
Amazing,
right?
You give them a vibe you want. You give them, you know, you, this, and they'll do three different ones.
No one's saying brighten it up.
No,
you
don't
not
need
at
to.
All. Gosh.
And they go in there and they knock it out of the
How
park.
How much did this cost?
And they make $500, huh?
How much did this cost?
What, the loop group sesh?
Yeah. For this. For the
Oh,
Mike
the station
Pence.
Probably has them. They probably come in and do like a shit ton of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
But, you know, if they hire somebody new or something, they got to call them in.
What other names did they have to do that day? How sad.
Well, yeah, and they sit around and do all of them, you know, like, here's the weather.
Dan
here's
Quayle!
The weather.
Yeah. Mike
and then
Dukakis!
You'll be like, and then you'll be like, can you make it like a little darker and something?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden they're singing minor chords and
oh,
shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
Shit.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
That could have also been two people, you know, just
but back
looping
in the
themselves
day,
over
I,
and over
you know,
and over. Who knows
oh, right.
what kind of a budget
don't,
they had.
Don't but, you need a computer for that? Because I think that Mike Pence thing is old.
Very old.
Yes.
1997.
Oh, they had computers then, though.
Kind of.
Kind of. It's true. How's the Oregon Trail treating you? That's a fun game. God.
So over to the, let's see what the Drudgies are talking about. The effects of the hurricane, says the morning after havoc in Louisiana, 25% of the state without power. Does footage from Hackberry, Louisiana?
Hackberry!
Displayed, I'm sure that's the accent. Hello, we're quite distressed about the hurricane that hit us last night. Displayed piles of wood torn from homes after Hurricane Laura whipped through the state. Since the area is very low in elevation, some flooding still remains, even though the storm surge has passed. Did we get a storm surge here? Is that possible? Like a wee?
Yes.
A wee one?
We can get a wee win, and we can get a not so wee win.
Because I took the intern down on a walk this morning to the water.
Oh, did we get a storm surge last night?
No, this morning.
I have no idea.
Is that possible? Because
Siri, did we get a storm surge?
The tide was obviously in too, but the water was. I almost couldn't walk on the boardwalk because the water was
holy shit.
Was up really, really higher than I had seen it in a long time.
Wow,
so I didn't know if there was,
and it really wasn't even a storm. Imagine when
we didn't have the storm. But is it possible that farther down the Gulf we could still get a wee surge? If they're getting 10-foot surges, it's possible we're getting a couple of feet here. And if it's timed with the tide being in,
if Donald Trump is listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify,
Mike Pence.
That was actually an accident. I'm sorry. I was closing it's at night.
Accident, like Baron. Sorry.
Oh,
that's out of it's bounds. Nice I'm sorry. All. Apology. Shelby, write out an apology for me. Go shit it on somebody's chest.
You don't think Baron was planned?
What? I mean, wait. No.
Not who by him.
Who the fuck is having
well,
a kid?
Well, first of all, we know he doesn't wear condoms.
Yeah, but he doesn't, you know. I'm not. He didn't want to have a kid, though, right? I'm saying Baron wasn't planned.
I think absolutely. I'm sure Melania wanted to have a kid.
Donald doesn't want to have a fucking kid.
Well, he did.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he went and fucked Stormy with no condom.
Stormy's kid isn't Donald's kid, right? I mean, Donald's...
No, I don't think so. Okay, I mean, she's never said that.
Yeah.
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any two buttons securely into place, you know, and when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
And when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
You know, I had a... Just a second ago, I had an epiphany, and I know this is a huge thing. What we're, this country is caught in right now is a scorching case of the Floridas. We have the Florida. The whole country does, though. The whole country is... I'm like, our politics are insane.
But what have we got?
It's worse, dude. Right. Holy shit. I mean, we're fucked.
We've got the Alabama.
We've got it all. I mean, everybody's got the Floridas. Everything's crazy. You know, like everything is nuts right now.
So, I mean, unless I don't believe there were any deaths. Fortunately, I could be wrong. I haven't seen any reports.
And this is Laura.
Laura, yeah.
And please, what I was going to say.
I thought the other one pooped out. Marco pooped out over the.
Marco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like he went straight west and kind of pooped out.
Thank you. Fuck, I forgot what it was.
Hurricane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can't remember.
COVID.
I honestly can't remember now. Shit.
So, a video of the storm's 150-mile-an-hour winds.
Damn.
Show an RV being completely flipped over.
Oh, shit.
There was a...
Oh, no, I remember what...
Chemical fire in Westlake, Louisiana.
Oh.
Confirmed by officials as a chlorine leak, so that's they're gonna have to evacuate there.
Listen, Mr. President, please don't go down there for these people. Don't do that to them. Just don't go to any of these places, right? They don't need it.
Laura, meanwhile, weakened to a tropical storm as it heads north. Now it's about 70 miles an hour.
You know, Trump is going to go to one of these places. He's going to go down there and he's going to have to speak. And it's going to be, hey, is this your fucking boat again? That's what it is. It's natural disaster season. And Trump gets to do these, like, you know, and he's going to make it a campaign rally each time.
Lake Charles, Louisiana, top wind gust 137 miles an hour recorded.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's up there.
Right. That's a lot.
So,
you know, and Trump's going to
go. Heavy part of the hurricane season coming in with a bang.
Yeah, yeah.
A twofer.
Well, I mean, we're almost through it, though, right? I mean, it's the end of September. It's the end of August. This is how I lie to myself. It's the end of August, which is, you know, it's kind of like we've already started.
Oops.
We've already started September.
Yeah.
And so September and then, you know, one more month. I mean, we're almost done.
Okay.
How does that sound? Is that reasonable? Oh, God. I hate Jesus. He's so stupid. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
One line in Trump's speech, apparently, he says, we've spent the last 4 years reversing damage Biden inflicted over the last 47.
That is so not motherfucking true. Oh, that's false. I'm going to say that's false, Pat. That's a false one.
It says big night, high stakes.
Yeah, high stakes. No shit. What is their Coke budget? Have we seen that?
Oh, God.
That's where that money went.
Well, I'm sure we're paying for it.
Oh, yeah, but that's where that money went from the inaugural. That's where the money went. The money they can't account for. That was the cocaine budget. 3 years down plus the cocaine budget, that would account for everything.
It says 4 years ago, Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president with a dark convention speech that painted a dystopian portrait of America in decline. And he offered a singular solution himself. How'd that go?
I mean, hopefully it didn't go well, and hopefully he doesn't get elected.
Says, though Trump has been president for 3.5 years, his rhetoric about the state of the nation has remained bleak. As he prepares to deliver his second acceptance speech on Thursday, that's tonight.
Does anyone have...
The president faces a country in crisis.
Okay.
Once gripped by a once-in-a-century pandemic,
ooh,
a battered economy, a racial reckoning, and a massive hurricane slamming the Gulf Coast.
My issue with that last sentence, this guy said a pandemic. He didn't put the most important part. A Trump fucked up, mishandled, fucking motherfucking pandemic. Why didn't that guy have that language in there?
Well, yeah.
Because a pandemic, everybody on the planet had a fucking pandemic. But not everybody in the planet is having our experience. Why?
Though he will promise national greatness, there is little expectation he would deliver a message designed to unify. Don't expect that.
Everything's getting worse. Jesus Christ.
This time, while trailing in the polls to Democrat Joe Biden, he will offer himself as the last remaining defense against the radical forces threatening your American way of life.
Jesus. This guy is, damn, boy, he needs some. What does he need?
And he's speaking from the White House, which is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right. This is a campaign event, right?
While Trump has centered his recent campaign speech on anarchists that he depicts as overrunning city streets, aides signaled that Thursday's remarks will not be as dark as his infamous American Carnage inaugural address.
Why not? Come on, Donald. That's what they want, though. That's what these sick Nazi fucking into the world open carry, you know. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they want. They have a hard-on for this kind of bullshit.
So,
they love it.
There we go.
They love it, though, right?
I have little hope that his speech tonight is going to sway anything or anybody. Yeah, he's going to be batshit.
Right, right.
They're probably begging him to not go off the text. Don't go off the prompter. Please don't go off the prompter.
What part of the movie are we in? The part where that matters still? I mean, where anyone says anything to him like that? I mean, I guess. I mean, you know what I mean? Is anyone even talking to him? Like, who talks to him?
Well, no, he's gotten rid of all the people that could do that, I guess.
But. I mean, like, before he has a moment, before he goes on stage, okay, whatever you want to call it, to do his thing, who's the last person he talks to? Like, who is his, you know,
his like, muse?
You remember the Larry Sanders Show?
Sure.
Who's his Rip Torn? Who's his exec producer?
Stephen Miller.
That maybe can't, that
in some aspects.
That can't be. I mean, that's, boy, that's bad.
No, it's probably Stepien.
That guy?
At this point, that's his campaign manager.
What is he like, a Nazi?
It's not Don Jr. He doesn't want to hear what Don Jr. has to say.
Who could handle him?
Get the fuck away from me.
Your eyes look like someone put four toothpicks in them, and it looks like your eyes are bleeding. Your eyes are bleeding from all the blow.
Ted Cruz not invited to speak at the convention this time.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
I mean, why though? Don't people like him or
no?
The thing is though, most people don't. I mean, they don't like him, but yet.
Well, and also
he's had a job for a while.
Nobody wanted to speak at this thing. Look at this fucking lineup. Any other convention, every fucking representative and senator are tripping over their pubes to try to get to speak at the convention.
Animation department!
This time...
Animation!
This time...
I need pubes and falling.
This time they're running the fuck away.
Oh, nobody, of course.
And you end up with... Four Trumps in a row.
We're at the part of the movie where the only people surrounding him are like the guy that the pillow person, right?
Oh, I love the pillow guy.
That guy could have a spot in the cabinet. Who knows? It's going to get thin, right? My pillow guy's there in the decision-making room. And Mike Pence, religious guy, Karen, his wife, is there in the circle. Who else is in the circle? Is it Mnuchin? Does he count for anything?
No, he doesn't want to talk to Mnuchin.
Okay, so Mnuchin, I don't know what. Ivanker, is she in the circle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jared?
Maybe still, yeah.
Okay.
Probably because of Ivanka. He'd be gone if it wasn't
for
Ivanka.
Who am I forgetting then? Who else is actually keeping the lights on in our country? Who else? Stephen Miller, we already said him. We don't know. I don't know what he does. What does he do? Does he help?
He's a senior advisor or something like that, and but he's in charge of all the immigration policy and everything.
That guy?
Yeah.
Why would you have someone that hates immigrants in charge of immigration?
Trump wanted to help DACA. I read an article recently about that. Trump wanted to help DACA. He thought that even the Republicans thought that would be okay to help these kids.
Why not?
Came here from no reason of their own. And Stephen Miller talked him out of it.
So, why? Oh, if Stephen Miller is the problem.
Is a problem, yes.
Okay. Someone call Wakanda.
But he probably tongues Trump's every orifice when he walks in the office. And Trump, and that's all Trump cares about.
He looks flexible.
Oh, you're a genius, Mr. President. You're the smartest president that's ever been president ever. Don't you hate these brown people too?
Oh my God. I'm just thinking of the person that married him that has to fuck him.
She's just as bad.
And
she's,
she caught COVID.
She's
and
an
she
evil scumbag too. Look at shit she said. She's just
is
as
she,
bad.
Is she a horrible person?
Oh, dreadful.
Who would be with him? Who would fuck him? A Nazi.
Joe Biden, the campaign apparently has bought a 2-minute ad during Trump's speech tonight.
Don't, though. Just sit there and don't do anything. His speech is enough, right?
It'll be a little trolling.
It'll be crazy enough. The speed.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just let it be there. And
but
it
after
be
it's done, you know, show a sane human being.
Yeah.
Show your opposite, your response.
If I was Joe Biden, I would say to you, if you like me, I will make UBI happen. It will happen. And if it does, and I will fucking, the people that won't let
That's
it happen,
not gonna happen,
they will go fuck themselves. Say that, and he will get elected.
I think Kellyanne is giving her swan song speech tonight.
Ooh, my daughter drove me from the White House.
Meanwhile, there's a story that says this is in Politico.
Politico.
More than 100 prominent alumni of the last three Republican nominees, George W., John McCain, and Mittens Romney, have endorsed Joe Biden.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Bush 43 alumni for Biden released a letter this morning detailing why they are supporting Biden for president. Quote, in order to emerge strong and ready to tackle the challenges before us, we must act. We must step up, get out of our comfort zone, and vote for Joe Biden. It is time for us to have initiative in our communities and networks to stand up for character, integrity, decency, and leadership.
Yes. And that, I think there's a lesson here. Here's the lesson, is that those people are coming over here. So the people on the left should learn. We have to know that we do not need to compromise with the Republicans. We do not need to consider them, because the whole planet needs to go left. It needs to go left. It does. If it needed to go right, or we needed anything centrist, they wouldn't be coming over here. If it wasn't so bad, they wouldn't be coming over here. It's telling.
More than 30 former staffers from Romney's campaign are signing on to an effort to defeat Trump.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Over 100 ex-staff members for John McCain have endorsed Joe Biden.
I mean, the scary thing about the Republicans, I mean, if I'm a Republican, I have to sit there, or if I'm a moderate Republican, you have to really consider yourself, because you weren't strong enough to stand up to a fascist. You didn't agree with Trump. You didn't like him. But still, you let him waddle into your party, take charge, and ruin the whole fucking planet. That's why the Republicans have to go fuck themselves. Because when they're moderates, they can't stand up to bullies. Because they're little pussies to business and shit like that.
Right.
Go away.
So there you go. And the poll's still not looking good for Don.
Donnie.
In Biden in a much better position than Hillary was in. They keep saying, right, well, you know, you can't trust the polls because look what happened with Hillary. Yeah. And the polls ended up being pretty fucking accurate, getting closer to the election, predicting that she would win by a couple of points, of percentage points.
Yes.
And she did.
Right. She did win.
In a normal country.
And you know, maybe I sound like a fucking bleeding heart little liberal fuck face, but I'm sorry. We have to get even. Okay, Trump won. That has to be with an asterisk, because we know he accepted help from Russia. He cheated. It was criminal. Right, it's against the law what he did. He got elected. He got elected criminality. That's, you know, what's worse, being born in Kenya? God.
I want to see your transcript.
Yeah, the nerve of this guy. Yeah.
Why isn't Obama releasing his transcript? Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wanted to prove that Obama actually went to Harvard.
It takes an act of fucking Jesus Christ to get this guy to release his taxes. But Obama wasn't born in America.
Let's see. It says there's one of the headlines over Politico. The days of finely crafted elevated political speech appear to be numbered.
Not true. You didn't. Oh, okay. You didn't see the DNC then. You're just going to discount what you just saw on the DNC. Okay.
Twitter apparently took down a video that Eric Trump tweeted.
They should qualify that statement with saying political discourse on the right. Because we heard good political discourse on the left, didn't we? I mean, those were good speeches at the DNC.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Twitter yanked a video Eric Trump tweeted last night citing copyright violations. Shocker. The video shows the faces of Donald Trump and some of his close supporters superimposed over the bodies of University of North Carolina basketball players and coaches.
Why would you share that, you wacko?
Per our copyright policy, we respond to valid copyright complaints and sent to us by a copyright owner or their authorized representatives. Oh, so obviously University of North Carolina made them take it down.
Yeah. These guys, I mean, you have to understand that, like, a day like that on Barack Obama's campaign is like the end of the world. It's the apocalypse. So, you know, somebody in his family.
He asked for Grey Poupon mustard.
Yeah, people lost their
And they lost their mind.
Shit! He wore a tan suit. Right. And this dingbat tweets some fucking bullshit. It's every day they do something that, you know.
We have elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And others.
Okay.
Apparently there is a House subcommittee that will be looking into Mike Pompeo's speech.
Sub. Oh, okay.
That should not have been done from Israel.
Right.
As right. an official. Did you see the interview with Susan Rice about that? She was losing her mind.
No,
she's
no.
like, this is.
Where's that interview?
This is awful. Like, this is the unprecedented what he did. They are politicizing. Not only have they politicized the law enforcement and the Department of Justice, but the State Department. She said, literally, when you leave our the State Department's credo should be when you leave our borders.
Yes,
politics leaves. You're not a Democrat. You're not
right.
a Republican.
Right.
You're an American.
Absolutely. Yes.
Pompeo was giving an RNC speech. While on the taxpayer dollar
yeah.
in Israel.
They can't do anything. Do you know, like, they must have known that was out of bounds. Do you think they knew?
Don't care. They don't
the Trump.
Care.
I mean, yeah, they
this
don't give
is
a
the,
fuck.
The, yeah, the,
why is Mike Pompeo? I'm sorry.
They're laughing at us. We found out Pompeo is having them do his laundry and shit, and everyone's like, ha 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 ha.
Why is, you really have to ask yourself, and we know why. Because, you know, it's the swamp and everything's horrible. We live in a country where Mike Pompeo is Secretary of State. That is an issue.
Yeah,
what
horrible.
What planet would any sane person want that fucking lunatic who's into end times, right? He's into a bunch of Christian bullshit.
Pentecostal.
The fucking Bill Barr, the same thing. He's Pentecostal, dude. I don't want to fuck with that.
Two White House officials have violated the Hatch Act by participating in choreographed events that were aired during this week's RNC, according to two separate ethics complaints.
Boring!
Filed by government watchdog groups. Chad Wolf, acting secretary
hey!
Of the Department of Homeland Security, violated the law when he appeared during a taped naturalization ceremony.
Nine!
That was, God, you know...
Hey, so they're
these
gonna
stunts that he's been pulling off. Did
yeah.
you see that when he was
no?
He found some brown people to naturalize.
Jeez.
And officially did the ceremony like during
God
the RNC, and then there was another guy, and they were really getting Jesus-y. This is the black man that went to jail, found Jesus, turned himself around, and now
okay.
he does really great shit working,
right.
working
right.
you know, but he's really
he Jesus.
Jesus. He waves the Bible okay. around, literally.
Now, that's fine. That's fine. Don't wave it around. Don't
but Trump
wave it up
pardoned
my ass.
Him oh, right there, and
oh,
then
yeah.
he probably didn't know this was coming. So I'm going to give him a pardon.
You know, there is value in, I know there can be value found in not treating every element of government like a goddamn game show.
Well, yeah, and that's why it's so disingenuous. It's not about them. It's about him. That's why you don't do that kind of shit at an event like this.
That should be
your instinct. Because you're making this ceremony about you. You're
every moment.
You're using that right. Pardon for that gentleman.
Yes.
To try to pander to a group of people you want to vote for you.
And it seems like every moment to him is like, pack up your knives and go home. You're going off the island. It honestly sounds like he's reading lines that you might say in a reality show.
And two law school professors have filed separate complaints against the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Yay.
Saying he committed an egregious violation.
Damn!
By delivering a videotaped speech from Israel.
Egregious violation on the field by the lunatic evangelical dickhead.
The Hatch Act is a 1939 law intended to limit the commingling of political activity and government business, though it does not apply to the president and vice president.
Is that when, what does a tennis official yell at the line when there's a violation or when someone does something wrong? Do they yell? Are they, violation!
Code violation.
Code violation! No, that's what they say?
No, they usually don't scream it.
Oh, shit. That's what we need with this administration. He's like, well, no, it'd just be, what you're doing is against the law. It's against the law. But you're supposed to be, God, our president is supposed to serve us and to, isn't he supposed to do something about the Constitution? Like,
who?
The president. He's supposed to protect it or
it's kind of part of his oath. Yeah.
Yes. That is not what's going on.
Preserve and protect.
That's not happening then.
No.
If that's what's supposed to happen, that's not what we're getting.
Cops take oaths too.
To do what? To beat the fuck out of you? To high five.
Listen to this line. This is Associated Press. And yes. This is one of the reasons this is going to make you yell. It's hilarious. But this is one of the reasons.
Right.
Why we get angry at the media for the limp dick reporting.
Not us, though. We don't do that. We don't do
the Trump only White House has taken an ambivalent approach to the ethics, rules and norms that guided past administrations.
What is that? What publication is that?
The Associated Press.
Who said?
The Trump White House has taken an ambivalent approach to the ethics, rules, and norms that guided past. The understatement of the fucking century.
He lied, or he's doing bad
Holy
shit.
Holy shit.
Is there that you don't? What is this person, when you're a writer at this moment, what are you going for? Like, what is this writer thinking?
I think this is the cowardice of the fucking evil corporate media.
Okay. You're his editor. What would you tell him to say?
Say that this administration has been rife with repeated, blatant fuck yous to any ethics and norms and laws.
Ambivalent? Did he say ambivalent?
Ambivalent.
Ambivalent.
I've been ambivalent.
That's like saying, boy, this shark is chewing my leg off. He sure is ambivalent.
That's alarming.
Is it? Is it alarming? Our president
That's concerning. Oh. It's rather concerning, this shark ripping off my thigh.
This shark just sort of suggested that he's never leaving office. How ambivalent of that shark. That's a sign of ambivalency.
God damn.
What is ambivalent about these people?
This is the problem. They have normalized this shit. And this is what one of the slippery or the slopes into slippery slope into
the
fascism.
Shaft.
Into fascism is they get you to the point where you don't even notice it and you don't even care.
Right.
Yeah, we broke the Hatch Act. Fuck you. Who cares? I mean, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do?
It seems like.
What are you going to do? Are you going to impeach me?
Yeah. And if I want to, I'm a bitch, right? I'm a bitch. I'm a social warrior, because justice warrior, whatever the fuck. Because I don't want my president taking the UN ambassador to whoever the fuck aside and saying, bring me the World Cup. I'm a gigantic cuntbag. Bring me the World Cup to my...
You know, that's blatantly unconstitutional and illegal. Shut up, you cuck!
Yeah, bring me the fucking thing.
Jerry Falwell says, what?
Right, right.
Excuse me? Did you say cuck?
Right. I'm sitting over... He was in a beanbag chair. Is that true?
Oh.
He was on one of those, you know, those typing chairs you sit in without a back, you know, that makes you just lean forward. He's in one of those. That's how he watches.
He's got the bottom cut out of it. It's like one of those shit chairs.
I'm on my Segway. I'm gonna watch you fuck my wife from my Segway.
There you go. Watchdog groups are saying that the convention appearances broke the hatch. In the first couple of months of this shit show,
you're right,
Kellyanne Conway broke the Hatch Act when she was on Fox and Fiends and was like, oh, you should go to Ivanka.com and buy her stuff. It's great.
Well, call the police then. Send Bill Barr a note. Tell him this is going on and someone should investigate it.
They did.
Now.
They reported it to the White House and they said that she should be disciplined in some way. And Trump said, fuck you.
Oh,
okay. I'll get right to that.
You know, it's funny to me that the GOP, it's like kind of a naive move when they're like, we're going to get rid of the ethics committee or whatever the fuck.
That was their first thing.
But how quaint of them. How quaint of them. What does the White House care? Do you think the White House gives a flying shit about an ethics committee or any kind of committee about ethics or doing the right thing on any level? They obviously don't give a fuck. You know, I mean, they knew they were violating the Hatch Act. They didn't care.
No, that's the Hatch Act.
What are you going to do? That's their thing. What are you going to do? You can't impeach me. You tried to impeach me and you couldn't. And now I'm going to steal the election because I'm going to say it's rigged and it's faked and the mail is bullshit and I'm not leaving. What are you going to do to me? That's what these maggots are saying.
One of our favorite characters, one of the more cartoonish and loathsome denizens of Trump's rectum is Jacob Wall.
Hello, I'm a cartoonist and I'm a cartoonish denizen of Trump's rectum. That's me thing.
Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman, his buddy. Jack Berkman, the guy who said he was dedicating his life to the Seth Rich murder and proving that Hillary killed Seth Rich. And he said he's the one who claimed that there's a laptop that Seth Rich had that has all the emails that he stole. And then he took them to WikiLeaks. And then that's why he was killed. Hillary herself.
Yes. Yes. Where's this laptop?
He was asked that.
Where is it?
And they said, you've seen it. And he said, well, no. Okay. And they said, well, you have talked to somebody who knows where it is? Well, no.
Okay.
But
did you just imagine?
You know, where it would probably be is in the police evidence over at the police. So he's speculating. He does not know
so
that it exists.
Let's go get it then.
Well, it doesn't exist.
Go to the police evidence thing and go get it.
Seth
if
Rich
it's in there.
Was out drinking and walking home at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did not have his laptop with him.
Right. Right. Unless he was, you know, playing solitaire, wherever the fuck he was.
Michigan State officials are now investigating a voter suppression robocall.
Oh, God. These goddamn Democrats, they're going to cheat, aren't they?
Allegedly tied to blundering conservative operatives Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman.
Do these guys take a breath? I mean, this Jacob Wall, does he take a vacation? Does he have any hobbies?
I don't know what he does.
Well, he does this. He does this shit.
The robocall was aimed. Listen, the robocall is crazy. I wonder, do we have an audio of it? Oh, we might.
So he put out some bullshit robocall.
Hi, this is Lisa Campbell from Project 1599. The civil rights organization founded by Jack Berkman and Jacob Wall. Mail-in voting sounds great, but did you know that if you vote by mail, your personal information will be part of a public database that will be used by police departments to track down old warrants?
So they're targeting black areas with these robocalls saying, you know, if you vote by mail, they're going to use that information as a private database to go look at old warrants. They're assuming all black people have old warrants.
And just think for a second. How shitty.
It's so racist.
Imagine how shitty you would have to be. Number one, you have the idea. You work with a team of people that are like, okay, we're going to make that idea happen.
Right.
And then they have this robocall campaign.
You know, if you vote by mail, you're going to put on a list and you won't ever be able to buy grape soda and fried chicken again.
I mean,
or watermelon.
Right, right.
I mean, that's how racist this is.
It's insane.
The first thing they say is you're going to be put in a database and they're going to go after old warrants.
But wait. The story is they're being looked into, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
They want to use it to track people for mandatory vaccines.
So they're looking into this. Quit looking into this. It's that. I believe it's what you think it is. This seems like voter suppression.
Oh, my God.
Mandatory vaccines. Don't be connected to giving your private information to the man. Stay safe and beware of vote by mail.
God.
Beware of voting by mail. That somehow, if you vote by mail, there's now a special secret database.
How?
That's going to be put out there and all this bad shit's going to happen.
And you'll say something like to the person, you'll say how? And they will say like, I don't know.
This is a robocall.
Right, right. No, I'm just saying like, if you ask someone, how do you think it's gathering your information?
Oh, right.
Voting by
mail. You trust the government with your information?
How is this happening? This conspiracy theory that you believe in, like, do they ever think for one second?
No.
In what logical world is this happening?
No. The robocall is aimed at scaring Detroit voters away from using mail-in ballots. The Michigan Secretary of State tweeted today.
Yes. I mean,
Jocelyn Benson is her name. She announced that her office and the Attorney General will be investigating the call's origins and seeking justice against the people behind it.
Good. Yeah, because, I mean, we have to do something, right?
The robocall features a woman who says she works for Project 1599, which she says is a, quote, civil rights organization founded by Jack Berkman and Jacob Wall.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. The call claims to have come from them. The attorney general there, or the secretary of state, is saying that they still don't know the source of the call. So,
you know, I mean, they're
investigating it.
It should blow our minds that the right is, I mean, I don't know how else you'd describe it. They're attacking how we vote.
Yes.
I mean, with the shit with the post office and this shit.
The robocall ran Wednesday in Pennsylvania, also another battleground state, according to tweets from people claiming to have received it. And a Pennsylvania man who told the Daily Beast he got one. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State's office has not yet responded.
But everybody knows. Okay. Everybody knows Republicans are suppressing the vote. Knowing that should, logical people, that would disqualify them. Oh, okay. I cannot vote for that party. I don't want to vote for the party of voter suppression.
No, they don't care.
That is insane.
They don't care. Win at all costs.
Voter suppression is the suppression of your voice.
Yes.
You know?
Project 1599, cited in the robocall, is the name of a nebulous political organization run by Wall and Berkman to play on the address of the home that Berkman owns in Northern Virginia that frequently plays host to bizarre press conferences in Berkman's driveway.
Oh, yeah.
But they are denying any involvement, so we'll see. They're now saying, well, I don't know. Wall said in an Instagram DM.
Yes.
Somebody was DMing him on Instagram.
Okay.
That I'm not aware of any robocalls.
Right. I bet we'll learn differently, but okay. Sorry to be cynical.
Berkman, however.
Yes.
It says here, this is the Daily Beast. Berkman was initially friendly in a phone call with a reporter for the Daily Beast, but hung up after being asked about the robocall.
Again,
Berkman refused to answer further phone calls.
Initially friendly is an interesting way of saying the guy was an angry little asshole. Initially friendly.
He later wrote an email saying, "We have no connection to any such robocalls." He said it must have come from a liberal group trying to embarrass us.
Yeah. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Sure. Yes, absolutely.
The phone number for the robocall that played in Pennsylvania is the same as a Northern Virginia phone number Berkman has used publicly. But he cited the use of his phone number in the call as proof that he and Wall weren't behind it. No one in their right mind would put their own cell number in a robocall, he said.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laughing at the term. I'm sorry. Initially friendly to me is very funny. I think that's a funny way to say the guy was
initially friendly.
An angry dickhead.
That's the way. Yeah.
That moment, though,
really friendly. Secretary of State of Michigan said this is unconscionable, indefensible, blatant attempt to lie to citizens about their right to vote.
Yay!
The
good
call
job.
Preys on voters' fear and mistrust of the criminal justice system at a moment of historic reckoning and confrontation of systemic racism and the generational trauma that result, and twists it into a fabricated threat in order to discourage people from voting.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We got all these people that are into this Jesus and shit. And I don't know what it is about them, but they're this fake news. They believe in that shit.
But like you said, what kind of person could do this,
And
think
I
it's
don't know.
Cool that
I don't know.
Hey, it's great. Whatever helps us win. Like Roger Stone, his sheer existence is doing shit like this.
How does Wakanda's government
simple.
Work? I mean, there's that one thing they do that's not
poorly
great
with the succession, but
okay. But I mean, look at that country. Look at their technology, and I'm just saying, surely maybe there's something they're doing that we could just copy. You know,
we don't have vibranium.
Oh no! See, that's the key. You got to have something like that. We need vibranium. Vibranium.
Meanwhile, top White House officials are brushing off the significance of NBA protests this week over the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Well, wait a second. You would never believe in vibranium because it's not on the periodic table, right? And it's on Earth, so it can't exist on Earth because it's not on that table. That no matter what,
well, I don't,
it can't
it
be
may.
Altered.
I don't, I mean, it may be something we haven't discovered yet that might go under a different name. I don't know if we have vibranium, but there is yeah, Trump weighed in also.
Ooh, gosh,
today,
look out everybody. I'm sorry,
during a visit to FEMA,
yay,
I know their ratings have been very bad because I think people are a little tired of the NBA, frankly, but I don't know too much about the protests.
Good talk.
but I know their ratings have been very bad, and that's unfortunate. They become like a political organization, and that's not a good thing.
Okay.
I don't think that's a good thing for sports or for the country. So he's pissed that they were kneeling.
Yes.
He's pissed that the white Bwana that own these teams are allowing.
Yes. What has he said about this kid? Has he endorsed him for office? Or
I don't nothing yet. That's what I said. Yeah. He's going to hire him at Homeland Security.
Well, I mean, did you say earlier in the show he would pardon him?
I would not in a moment put that past him. You heard Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson said,
What is their justification? He's firing a gun at people. He shouldn't have had the gun there.
Was protecting.
What?
He was protecting himself.
Okay.
And protecting the property from the evil rampaging Negroes.
It looked to me like he was the aggressor from the video. Am I crazy or?
So are you really surprised that looting and arson accelerated to murder? How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would?
God damn.
when no one else would.
They had to maintain order when no one else would.
Jesus fucking Christ. The thing is, you don't need to.
The Onion headline. Arrested Kenosha shooter given one phone call to Tucker Carlson show. It was The Onion.
I mean, you know.
So hashtag fire Tucker Carlson has been trending all day.
I was going to say something really obvious. It's like we have this civil unrest because our cops are fucking fascist wackos. And there's a war on poverty and shit like that. So people are pissed off. And that's why things aren't, quote unquote, in order.
Yeah.
But if you want to get them, quote unquote, in order, then you have to not oppress people. You know what I mean? You got to be good to people. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, in Portland, anarchists there have been engaging in attempted murder against federal and local law enforcement for months now. When you try to block doors where there are federal law enforcement agents inside and try to light the place on fire, that is attempted murder. When it comes to how you stop this and why people are doing what they're doing, you're making a choice as a leader not to stop riots at the beginning. There are resources to help you do that. The Wisconsin governor rejected, according to the White House chief of staff, additional resources and National Guard before the most horrific night that we've seen this week in Kenosha. So this is a choice that leaders are making not to stop the violence initially. And I have to say on the argument of vigilante justice, when you have no police around to defend businesses and people who are being attacked and their livelihoods burned to the ground, then there is a void that is filled. And
oh, my God.
This is on Fox. This is, you
There's
know.
There's a void this that is filled.
Yeah, this is, yeah, this is Katie Pavlich. And wow. So, you know, hey, vigilante justice. Well, when the police aren't there and the black people are running around, well, yeah.
So are the cops, are they really coordinating with these quote-unquote vigilantes, these guys that show up?
It appears so. Are they contacting,
like, why did that militia come up from Illinois? I mean, did the cops contact them? Mm-hmm. Were they surprised to see them? Did they know they were coming? I think it's a reasonable question because it sounds like that story you did yesterday about weren't the cops trying to direct protesters?
One of the white dudes with guns said that the cops told them we're gonna force them down towards you guys because we can't do anything about them.
Holy shit!
Kind of a deal.
That's evil. That's a problem.
Yeah. Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed at the school shooting here in Florida. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, I believe.
Right.
When Tucker said, "How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decide they have to maintain order when no one else will?" Fred Gutenberg said, "I'll answer Tucker Carlson. My daughter was killed by an 18-year-old with an AR-15. Just walked into her school. Tucker, you are a fucking lunatic who will get people killed. I hope advertisers drop you immediately today. You should be removed for the safety of our kids."
Here, fucking here. Here, here. Get the fuck out of there, Tucker. God, you're such a piece of shit. You bloated Proud Boy sausage fuck.
They really, really, really think that they should be able to summarily execute anyone that puts a toe on their property, let alone property damage or loot anything. They think if you step on my property, I should be able to kill you.
God, it's these drooling lunatics.
Right.
I mean, these deplorables are out of their fucking mind. It's like they're radicalized. What are they radicalized about? What is their big bitch? That Obama let gay people get married?
Well, yeah, and Obama was all black and shit.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because black people are inferior.
How did his black skin think. Take anything from these lunatics?
Because they're not in charge anymore.
And
the blacks are taking over and making brown babies.
You know what I love? I love this line that Trump is going to reestablish our dominance in the world.
Which has been just the opposite.
Seems different, right? It seems like he's right, Putin's little cum holster. Cock holster, sorry.
Utter opposite.
Yes.
Effect.
Right. Who said cock holster? Somebody, some famous guy said that. That was a good one.
Cock holster, yeah.
I'm going to say cum dumpster. I mean, that's not, I didn't coin that term. Who coined that?
So, yeah, these right wingers are lauding this kid.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, the cops let the guy go home. They let him go home with his fucking gun.
Right.
I've watched a lot of procedurals about murder and shit. Never. Not once. Bosch, after somebody shoots somebody, Bosch is never like, here, I'm going to act horribly, and then I'm going to hand you your gun, and then you're going to go home. And then tomorrow, we're going to find you and arrest you. I've never seen that. Jerry Orbach never did that. Andy Sipowicz never did that. Andy Griffith never did that.
Oh, you put that story up. Ex-police union, ex-Boston police union president charged with raping four more children.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you go.
Put some cop stories up there just so, you know, I wanted to make sure we cover the police.
Cops don't do anything wrong.
Right, right. Hey, Liz, look at those bad apples over there. Look at those bad apples shooting everyone to death and raping people. Jeez.
Let's see. Nancy Pelosi, has vowed today that Congress will get Trump's income tax returns from the next Treasury Secretary if Democratic nominee Joe Biden is elected.
Hell yeah! And by the way, why don't we have them? I thought they were supposed to turn those fuckers over.
Cy Vance decided to wait. He technically could have enforced it
gotten
them, but he knew that they were rushing to appeal. So he held off, and sure enough, they went to appeal. And now he's going to wait for the next court to tell them to get
fucked.
Listen,
Cy, just, you know, give it up. You know what I mean?
You don't want to give them reason to try to overturn it.
Yeah.
Nancy said, when we win this election, we have a new president of the United States in January, when we have a new Secretary of the Treasury, and Richie Neal, the House Ways and Means Committee chairman, then will ask for the president's tax returns, then the world will see what the president has been hiding all of this time.
Well, I mean, what's it going to be? They can be so crazy. He's poor. He doesn't have any fucking money. He's in bed with the Russians.
Yeah, I think the first one is what he's more upset will be discovered.
The pee-pee tapes.
No.
He didn't care about that.
That he's worth a lot less than he claims.
Oh, yeah. Do you think the pee-pee tapes exist?
No.
God.
Maybe.
That sucks.
I'm 60-40. No.
Right. Oh, okay.
But where would that come from? You know, I mean, if Chris Steele, who had what he feels are reputable sources that were saying that shit. You know, he admitted they weren't vetted. One of his spook sources, a Russian, told him that Putin has that pee tape.
Okay. So let's think about this. They go to the hotel. Trump's at the hotel. He's talking to Putin. They're bullshitting.
Do we have to go down this road?
They're bullshitting. I'm just saying someone from that side has to say, you know what, Donald? We have these hookers that are...
Nobody cares about the pee tape. I don't know why you think that would sway anybody.
Hydrated. I don't know. Just, it would be entertaining and, you know, we need it. You know what I mean? Like, America needs that. We need it!
I don't know how damaging it'll be to him.
It won't matter.
They don't.
It'll just be, you know, fun to play clips of. If we could, I don't know if we're allowed to.
There's a video, I think it's out today, of him. It was a deposition he gave for the Trump University lawsuit.
Yes.
It was the one he had to give during the campaign. He had to go and give a deposition.
Like you do.
And he didn't realize that the camera that was taping his deposition was still on. And he was sitting there for like 10 minutes talking to his lawyer.
Oh, shit.
And it's nothing that hugely explosive, but it is just like when the camera's off, he really thinks he's in The Sopranos. He really does. He acts like,
yeah.
He even like kind of talks even more Brooklyn and like, hey, what are you doing?
Donald Trump is like kind of that old New York, right? I mean, in all those, you know, the thing with those gangsters, they always modeled themselves after like Godfather or Goodfellas or something. I mean, so
it's really crazy.
I think the Sopranos use people like Donald. I think Donald is just like that, I guess. Such a weird looking fucker too, man.
But I guess in it, he admits to the lawyer that they had a D from the Better Business Bureau and that he sicked Cohen on them and threatened to sue them into the next century. Shit. And that the next time he got an A. But then we found out that
he says that in the hot mic moment.
Oh, yeah. But then they find out that we find out later that the A was given to Trump University in 2014. Trump University closed in 2012 or something like that. So wherever this A rating popped up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not.
Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't know anything.
He's a scumbag. Yeah, I mean, just a scumbag.
You wouldn't have him babysit.
My heart goes out to the Blake family as they endure an ordeal that is tragically common in our country. Joe and I spoke with them yesterday. They are an amazing group of people with extraordinary courage.
Oh my God. Do you think Trump talked to Blake's Jacob Blake's family?
Please, no. I mean,
you know, he should have just. You heard what Lindsay said, right?
No,
he should have just complied. If he would have just complied,
well, a lot of people say that. Yeah, a lot of white people say that.
Sure,
people with extraordinary courage, even in their pain and their grief, even as they seek justice for their son, they spoke about the need to end the violence and heal our nation.
This is soon to be Vice President Harris, we hope.
Oh, please, God, these elections. Please don't fuck with these elections. I don't even know who I'm talking to right now. I just don't. Come on. Can we get something? Can we have something go our way?
Call Vlad.
Hey, Vlad, you don't know me. Maybe you listen to the show on Stitch or Spotify, the Crab Diving podcast page, whatever the fuck. Could you stop fucking with us? Take your finger out of our holes. And go back to Russia, please. Please.
Sadly, I was used to be a fan of Brian Urlacher from the Chicago Bears, but he's got quite the tweet going on today. You see?
No.
Brett Favre played the MNF game, Monday Night Football, the day his dad died. Threw 4 touchdowns in the first half and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police.
Oh my God. But what about Brett Favre offense?
Look at
fuck?
Look at the white hero who threw a football the day his dad died.
What about when Brett Favre threw football? What about when Brett Favre was getting paid ass tons of money to throw a football?
Yeah. Meanwhile,
Jesus Christ.
A different, slightly different take.
Yeah.
We have a tweet that says, I commend the players on the Bucks for standing up for what they believe in. Coaches like Doc Rivers and the NBA and WNBA are setting an example. It's going to take all our institutions to stand up for our values.
Yeah. Shit, yes.
Former President Barack Obama tweeted that.
Damn.
Slightly different take on
right
the boycotts by the NBA. And they're canceling the games tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're arguing, from what I've seen, over whether even to keep doing it. Like, the players are ready to just say, fuck it, and walk for the rest of the season. And they're trying to talk them into coming back.
You know, I mean, they're right. And you know, what are we doing in this country? What are we doing? We're in the middle of a pandemic. All these people are dead. But we're using resources to let these stupid little bitch baseball players go out there, not take a knee, and get all this testing, all these resources to keep all these players playing these fucking sports healthy. Why?
Right.
And we're sending kids to school. How many, you know, and there's fucking COVID all over the place. We're not doing anything right. We're not behaving responsibly in this pandemic remotely. It's insane. And the NBA players are right. Why are we playing basketball right now? What the fuck are we even doing?
We've got a couple of clips. This is
this convention marks a time to celebrate our history. Republicans are the party that freed the slaves.
Oh my God. God damn. This is a black person named Jack Brewer who I believe while he was speaking at the RNC,
he's right.
I believe
though, right?
the term Uncle Tom was right. Trending. He has been charged earlier this month with insider trading from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, shit. Damn.
So, of course, he's speaking for Trump.
Wait, so is he speaking tonight?
No, he spoke last night.
Did that come out before he spoke?
Earlier this month, yeah, he was charged.
I misunderstood this. I saw this story. I misunderstood the story. I thought that there was a question whether or not he was going to be able to speak, but he already spoke.
Yeah.
He already spoke. Yeah, and he said that. But this was a thing that was known.
Yeah, he probably the woman who tweeted the anti-Semitic QAnon shit probably paved the way for him because his stuff doesn't look nearly as crazy.
Insider trading, though, is that a negative with Republicans? Though?
Not this current.
They would watch group of Wall Republicans. Street.
They want to get rid of those pesky regulations, like your insider trading regulations.
Yeah, when Charlie Sheen gets taken to jail at the end of Wall Street, they're like, "Why? Why? You're ruining the movie."
Jack Brewer, member of Black Voices for Trump.
Okay.
Was charged with insider trading by the U.S. SEC earlier this month. He's a former NFL player who went on to work in financial services. The SEC alleges he sold 100,000 shares in a penny stock because he had inside information the company's share price was likely to drop.
That's illegal.
Yes.
Okay. They Republicans, I mean, I know a lot of people, I guess, get in trouble with this shit, but it just seems like, I don't know. There was that, I guess it went away too. Nobody gives a fuck that the politician in Florida, in Georgia, the senator, what's the Kelly or something or other?
Oh, Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah. Does anybody give a fuck about that? Is
no.
that still a thing? Nobody cares?
No,
okay.
No.
And there was another. Somebody,
but they were mad at Burr because Burr was in charge of that intelligence committee in the Senate that.
Oh, yeah, him.
Came out with that really brutal to Trump. Their report, once this shit is done, that's going to be like the gold standard Bible. They're going to laugh at the Mueller report. And there's 1,000 pages in the Senate committee report. And they say they're just beginning to mine all the bullshit out of that. But we're really busy right now with an election and COVID and shit. So
Bill Burr gave that speech early in February about how bad this pandemic was going to be, but then was saying in public that it wasn't so bad.
Right. And then allegedly dumped some medical stocks or some travel stocks and picked up some medical stocks.
Please help us. If in the government, if you're listening, maybe you forgot. Help us, you fuckheads. You're getting paid. Don't they get paid anyway? How much is Bill? How much does that fuckhead make?
Who?
Burr, whatever the fuck. We just did
I don't know how much senators make. A couple hundred grand, probably?
God, that's a lot of money. That's plenty of money. You don't need to be skimming and whatever the insider trading shit. Stop. You're paid enough. Do good things for people, you fuck faces. God, fuck him.
$174,000 per year as a senator.
Oh, that's good money, salary. Man. I could definitely live on that shit. I could live on that, and I don't need to skim. You don't need to skim.
They complain about that though, because they're like, you're not going to get the best people, because who's gonna want a job for that little money? If they're that smart, they're gonna go to Goldman Sachs and make millions.
Well, we're not getting the best people now. That we do not have the best people now. We have people in there that want to, whatever they're in charge of, they want to fucking kill and privatize.
It was a 13-minute video on Trump. I was just putting that story in the spreadsheet.
Yes.
Trump boasted about how his company threatened the Better Business Bureau to change the D rating. It had assigned Trump University to an A. He complained about the federal judge overseeing the suit, Gonzalo Curiel, talking about how to challenge him and referring to, well, what about the Spanish thing?
What about the Spanish thing?
Trump is like, this guy, you know, is he like on our side or is he, what do you know about him? And he goes, but what about the Spanish thing?
Well, I'll tell you about the Spanish thing or whatever his thing is. People that like you, their thing is white supremacy. So there's that to consider. The Spanish thing.
It's over at Mother Jones. They've got this. They got this hot mic moment.
13 minutes, though.
13 minutes.
13 yeah. minutes, and he didn't. He managed to not confess to a rape at any point.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
What's this one?
And again, like the secretary mentioned, a whole of government response when it comes to this hurricane and any other natural disaster that we may see in the future. And next slide, slide four, please. So just a taste of
somebody put this is Trump. They zoomed in on Trump at this meeting. He's got his arms folded. He looks like he's getting ready to fall asleep.
When it comes to this hurricane and any other natural disaster that we may see in the future.
He's getting up.
Next slide, slide four, please. So just a taste of some of the resources that we have on the ground.
Oh, then it fades off to him playing golf. So he's dreaming of playing golf while this is shit's going on.
He gets up. The guy gets up early. He rants. He tweets. He stomps around. He has his Diet Cokes. And then he crashes. And then he's tired. At this point, he's been running his life battery at, you know, full tilt all day. He needs a nap.
Taxpayers shelled out at least $64,000 to safeguard the president's eldest son and his girlfriend during a two-day visit to Paris in 2018.
Why would we want to do that?
That included a stay at the $1,000 a night hotel a few blocks from the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, let me understand something. This is blowing my mind. We're spending how much to keep these people safe?
We spent
for one
64
night?
Grand for two nights in Paris to protect Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Do we have to?
Well, we did.
We can't let them just take their chances out there.
No.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand. It's a lot of money. Why? Like, if I knew that if I go out and go somewhere, it's going to cost the people $60 billion fucking dollars. You know what? I'm not going. I'm staying home.
Secret Service documents show the taxpayer spent 31 plus grand on air travel, 23 plus thousand for hotel rooms on July 11th and 12th, split between the Hotel d'Orsay and the Prince de Galles. An additional $10,000 plus was spent to rent three cars from an agency that offers armored vehicles.
Well, again, who want, you know, right. We need that armored vehicle. We want him to be so safe.
The hotels wound up being so expensive, the agency had to seek an $8,500 lodging variance to make up for the overrun beyond the $14,000 roughly dollar estimate. The State Department's limit for lodging costs in Paris at the time was $425 a day.
Variance. We request a variance, meaning we need more money because we're fuckheads.
Yes, because these assholes have to stay at a really expensive hotel.
Absolutely. Of course. Why are they going anywhere? It's not. Do you think it's a good look that during a pandemic, you're traveling about to extravagant hotels, things of that nature? Is that really the message you want to send if you're in the first family, whatever that means?
This is great. The president's eldest son, who is considered a potential 2024 GOP presidential candidate.
Oh, my God. Find something in this room and beat me to death with it slowly.
Said through a spokesperson that he needed that security because of unhinged conspiracies about him pushed by left-wing outlets.
Triggered!
He gets an astonishingly high number of death threats. And though he would much prefer not to be, for his personal safety, he has no choice but to be under Secret Service protection.
You know what I'm thinking of, Don? I'm listening to you complain and bitch and moan. I don't know. What if I'm a sheep? What if I'm a rare sheep hanging out at some crag, just staring at nothing, and all of a sudden, bam, I'm dead because of you. And meanwhile, you're protected.
Meanwhile, he's been running around squealing about the nepotism of Hunter Biden getting that gig. Nepotism. Yes. A Trump.
There is anyone no named reason. Trump
has the balls to suggest that nepotism is bad.
People like Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka and, oh, the ugly one. What is it? Oh, Eric. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
This was Eric's speech the other night. That's all I heard.
Did he do it with a full face mask? Oh my God. Is he ever going to be a politician? Will he be president? Who knows?
Eric.
Donald Trump Jr. is like, if your society, if there's even someone that suggests that Donald Trump Jr. one day will be president, then you need to rethink everything. Everything needs to be rethought. That's the way people need to think. If we survive Trump, we really need to look at everything. We got to figure it out because what we had got us here. And it's bad. It's crazy.
Let's see.
Motherfucker, we actually had a president say, you know, we could nuke that hurricane. I mean, are they planning to do that? The storm season?
I think he gave up on that.
Okay, good. We think he gave up on nuking the hurricanes.
We can't be guaranteed.
Right. Fuck no.
We don't know what he'll try.
Stephen Miller's like, let's try nuking Puerto Rico just to see. It's not a hurricane.
So tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Got some Jesus-y stuff.
Fuck you.
Got a Coach Dave.
Oh my gosh.
All kinds of stuff for everybody. It's very exciting.
Coach Dave has such a prolific clip that it's being saved for Faithless Friday. I'm excited.
Actually, we should play this one today because it has to do with the police.
Oh.
And strap in for this one.
Well, I wonder what side he's going to be on.
Listen, folks. Listen, please hear me. First-hand experience, all right?
Meanwhile, he's not typing. So I don't know if there's someone in the room with him that's typing or if this is one of the other assholes on his Pass the Salt Google Hangout.
Yeah, somebody's
that
typing.
Some moron is typing into 4chan. And masturbating with one hand.
You know what it sounded like at first? It sounded like a bunch of like flashes going off and cameras. No, it's not that.
Some
it's not
asshole
a,
typing, yeah.
It's not like a ton of reporters taking pictures of him.
And it sounds like an older person who still types like they're typing on an old Royal typewriter.
This is, do not denigrate his staff.
First-hand experience, all right? These guys aren't your friends.
These are cops.
Shit.
He's saying, don't talk to the police because the police aren't your friends. First-hand experience.
Oh, shit. So, wait.
Because of the shit he does at the abortion clinics, harassing people, and they get arrested sometimes.
That makes sense.
Because they're harassing people and violent.
And he's like, these cops are keeping me from protecting these fetuses. What? Why would they do that?
And why are you driving around Hillary Clinton's cul-de-sac and yelling out the window kind of shit?
Why are you doing that, wacko?
Listen, folks. Listen, please hear me. First-hand experience, all right? These guys aren't your friends. When they come to your house, they're not coming to help, okay? They've come to do an investigation. They are not your friends. But we, here's part of the gig, you see. We, as good Christians.
I don't know who's doing that. This is the audio we have.
Listen, whoever is typing, he just said, listen to me, this is very important. Why in the fuck would you type over what Coach Dave is saying? I would fire the fuck out of this guy. Get out of the studio!
Maybe they're transcribing him.
Oh my God.
Maybe they're live translating into him.
What did they do? You know what they should do? You
Gaelic
know they,
or something.
What did they do to that guy who kept beating off in Sons of Anarchy to fix that? I forget what
that
they
was
did.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they cut his hands
they
off.
They cut his fingers off.
His fingers off, that's right.
Your friend. But we, here's part of the gig, you see. We, as good Christian, law-abiding citizens, know that we have nothing to hide.
I think Dave's having some mic problems because it's like when our cord gets fucked up and the computer microphone picks up both of us talking. It sounds like shit it did the other day for a few minutes.
Oh shit.
It sounds like that's what happened here.
Like, you know,
because he usually has good audio for himself.
But this guy, who I don't know who this guy is, but for some reason he's got a guy in the studio doing all this extraneous, you know, motion and noise, and he's typing. I mean, God, dude, you don't just ease up on the keys. The guy's on.
Know that we have nothing to hide.
Oh my God.
We have nothing to hide. And so because we know that we have nothing to hide, we open up and we have diarrhea mouth, and we tell them things that we shouldn't be telling. Listen, I learned it the hard way. Don't talk to the cops.
That's amazing.
Oh, shit, Dave.
That is amazing.
Well, the thing is, you know, the only reason he says that is because it happened to him. Something happened to him.
Again, right. A typical conservative response. Nothing. We don't give a shit. Empathy is impossible.
I mean, how does he feel about, like, the cops shooting black people? I mean.
Well, those are criminals and thugs.
See, it's weird when right-wing nut jobs, when their wacky, like, views on shit intersect. You know, because this is This is his abortion shit fucking with his Blue Lives Matter kind of shit.
We should suck the cops off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, it's like he's crazy. He is. I mean, he's a nutball.
Coach Dave.
He's a fucking lunatic.
Are you suggesting Coach Dave has mental issues?
And I don't know how he just doesn't. Just tell us the guy typing. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
It's probably not an issue when his mic is he usually wears a lav, I think.
he wears a lav?
Yeah.
What's his budget? My God.
It doesn't take that much.
Yeah. Coach Dave has a fucking lav. Good.
This is I'll save that one for Faithless Friday.
I mean, do they have a sound engineer? Because if they have a sound engineer, I would be like, hey, sound engineer, what's up with that typing sound that's coming over the main feed then? What's up with that, you loser? Do they have a sound guy? I'd fire the shit out of that
sound
guy.
Stop the hammering!
Oh, yeah.
Stop the hammering! Who's hammering?
I'm trying to do a fucking podcast. This guy's typing.
This is my Trump 50 cal Beowulf re-election gun. And with the way Democrats are getting right now out of pocket, This is probably going to be a necessity to keep your home safe. Absolutely pristine and beautiful gun. You can see it here. You can see all of the different engravings, laser engraving. Super badass. Got the Trump insignia on the handle. Look at that thing. It says, make America great again. I mean, this is what you want right here. All right? This is what you want. You also got POTUS's mug right on the side of your gun. All right? That's another reason to get...
Oh, my God. And it says, re-elect President Trump. It's like a...
Yeah, yeah.
A 50 cal. What the hell is he doing with this? 50 caliber AR-15.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the size of the bullet.
That's like, another reason to get
a big bullet.
The Trump re-election gun, the 50 bullet, cal especially. This is my...
Oh, that's it. I wonder if that's what that kid had, because the way it blew that guy's arm off.
Yeah.
The guy that, when they were like, oh, well, one guy got shot in the arm. And then I saw the video of the guy laying there with his arm shot and half of his arm is blown off. There's a crater in his arm.
You know, there's no
I wonder
reason.
If the kid had a 50 cal.
It makes your arm disappear. It's that. Just blows it away.
It's big. If it's a big enough round, yeah. And it was pretty close.
Why? Why? Why?
And knowing that, they probably had hollow points too. Knowing
fucking gun.
Knowing the way they roll, he probably had hollow points too to do more damage.
Well, he's not a child. I don't mean it like that. He's not a fucking child. This is an adult. He's 17.
He's going to be tried as an adult in Wisconsin, 17.
I mean, at 17, you know better than to shoot your gun into a fucking crowd, right?
One would think.
God.
One would think. Right. You shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. He shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Why did he go? If you live in Illinois and a group of you guys all organized to travel up to Kenosha to find yourself in an altercation.
Right.
That's the only thing I can imagine.
Says Kenosha shooting suspect is a former member of a youth police cadet program. Of course he is.
Yeah, yeah. That's super duper creepy. Very creepy. Why do we have that? A cadet youth program? What does it do? What do they do? I guess they do this. They teach you how to do this.
Well, they probably teach you de-escalation techniques and community policing, Ryan.
I brought this up yesterday.
They teach you Krav Maga and how to shoot high capacity magazines.
Mean, like you saw that how old he looked, this murderer guy.
He's a baby.
Why, if you're a cop, you see that the first instinct should be, hey, what the fuck are you doing with that gun? You're like 12. Come here. Put the fucking gun down. Come here. Holy shit. You're 17 with that gun? Who's with you? And you start arresting people.
Meanwhile, for some reason, last night, day following the shooting incident, a lot of these white assholes with guns seemed to not come out last night for some reason, Ryan.
Oh, why?
And guess what happened?
What?
Relative calm returned to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh.
After two people shot dead the night before, unrest in Minneapolis, however, prompted the governor to declare a state of emergency there.
So you're saying, I'm just so I understand, you're saying when the Boogaloo, Proud Boy, I don't even know who these people are, militia, racist, white supremacist types, when they stay home, things are better.
I'm suggesting there may, things may not escalate as much.
Why is a 17-year-old able to blow somebody's fucking arm off? Where did he get that fucking gun? You get it at Walmart?
Online, or obviously his parents encourage it.
How are you able to get
that? Cadet or something.
But if he's 17, can he order that gun? Are you allowed to?
His parents bought it for him. Probably.
I mean, do they have any responsibility in this, or? Fuck it, right? Fuck it. It's a white guy. Fuck it.
Let's see. Yeah, things were pretty bad in Minneapolis last night.
Yeah.
The governor said, Minneapolis, it's time to heal. We must rebuild and recover. Dangerous and unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. The state patrol is headed to Minneapolis to help restore order. I remain in close contact with the city and every state resource stands to help bring peace. Trump is like, send the feds. Let me send people in.
But they're violating the contract, right? The contract is the cops are supposed to protect us. The government is supposed to protect us from people like that kid with that fucking gun. And they're clearly not. Right. That's why we have this unrest. That's what's up. They're fucking with the contract. If they stop fucking with the contract, then the unrest will improve. I think.
One would think.
It's an issue when you have cops doing crazy shit like this, like giving that kid a bottle of water, not apprehending him, actually seeing him. If you're a cop and you see someone with a gun like that, shouldn't you question that? Wouldn't you think that automatically a cop would be like, wait a second, that's a crazy looking gun. Should that person have that gun? Why does that person have that gun?
Well, the cops don't want people to have those guns. They want to have those guns, but they don't think the people should have those guns.
But the cops,
I would say, I don't think either of them should have those guns.
But the cops there wanted them there. He said,
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I think I said the exact same words yesterday. So whatever the fuck, man. It's insane.
We've got this is a group of multimillionaire investors in the U.S. are hoarding cash at unprecedented levels.
Okay, great.
Tiger 21, a club of more than 800 investors.
Oh,
it sounds like a nightclub.
Okay,
a sex club.
What's their address? Let's just go there.
They reported that the members have raised their cash holdings to 19% of their total assets on concerns over economic consequences of the COVID pandemic in the U.S. That is up from 12% since the start. So they have, they're sitting on a lot of cash.
You know, it's interesting how rich people get concerned compared to how, like, poor people get concerned. This is interesting.
The chairman of the club, whose participants typically have more, at least $100 million in assets.
Oh, yes.
Said, this rise in cash is an extraordinary change. Statistically, this is the largest, fastest change in asset allocation Tiger 21 has seen.
Is there something to this group that they do something together with that money? Or are they just a group of people that rich people that hang out and they fuck?
I guess it's a club. I don't know what it means. I don't know what their club is.
I mean, I'm just wondering if they're like hoarding their cash altogether to.
Tiger 21 members usually meet monthly in small gatherings to share perspectives and debate investments that are usually conservative and longer term. Even as most expect the virus crisis to continue for the rest of the year, they remain confident in the long-term U.S. growth and are still looking for opportunities with dramatic upside opportunity.
Here's what's going to happen, right? This is what I think, and I don't know shit about the economy. The stock market tanks. Or tanked. It tanked, or it will tank more.
It did, and then it came back.
Okay.
Because people like this are not being affected.
Yeah, because they'll just buy low, right? And it'll come back
up. They're
literally
saying, we don't give a shit what's going to happen to hundreds of thousands of poor people.
What?
Who are going to drop dead from this COVID. We think everything's going to roar right back, so we're going to buy more shares of
cash? They have cash. Where?
Well, I don't think they're, you know, it's electronic.
Oh.
Guys,
let's just go get the cash. I mean, there's not that many of them, right?
They tend to be long-term investors, but many of Tiger 21's members did take advantage of the initial market turmoil.
Oh, my God, what a way to put that.
And bet against the S&P 500. That left, what's this guy's name? Michael Sonnenfeld, the chairman of the club. Sonnenfeld said they got 3, 4, 5, even 10 times what we paid.
Ooh.
For the put options they bought.
Oh, my God. So when the pandemic hit, New York gets fucked with COVID. Everybody has to slow down. Everybody loses money. These guys are cleaning up.
They're fucking cleaning up.
And we know that. We heard that the billionaires became... Jeff Bezos just became the first 200 billionaire.
God.
During the pandemic. And all of these rich, rich guys have been doing better.
If I was writing a movie about this, and I'm writing a character, I might give a character a line of dialogue that would go sound something like, we should find out where their shit is and take it from their cold, dead fucking hands. Because there's more of us. That's crazy.
Meanwhile, new applications for jobless benefits fell only slightly last week, but still unemployment claims remain historically high.
I don't know. Well, listen, I'm sorry. I'm a member of the Tiger Douche Club. Fuckface Society over here.
I belong to Tiger 21.
I don't give a shit. I made money off the initial chaotic turmoil of the fucking economy.
You should have made better decisions and been born into a rich family like I was.
Oh my God. It's like they're these rich people, you know, it does make you feel a little like cynical.
Really?
I mean, are we really gonna beat the COVID if there are people with that much money and power just raking it in because we're dying? Because people are dying and they're, you know, they're out there, they're working in this economy, they have to make it go. What does Florida care how many people die? Why would they shut this economy down?
Because the rich people need the money to keep piling in.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering how we're going to beat it if we're just at the whims.
We gotta wait.
They're whims of these rich fuckers.
We gotta wait for a worthwhile working treatment and a vaccine.
Have you tried this oleander? The poison flower?
I actually haven't. No,
juice.
I
mean, you haven't taken that to see what it does.
Hydrochloroquine.
Okay, I'm gonna put a light bulb somewhere.
The few minutes left here in the big old show, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
I mean, that's just so much money they're making. That really makes you feel like that. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it should blow our minds that the driving interest isn't to get rid of the COVID. It's just not. We just don't want to beat it.
I know you feel bad for Jerry Falwell Jr., but a report is that following his resignation,
yes,
he still may be getting a golden parachute of $10.5 million.
I'm watching the fucking from my standing desk in the corner.
$10.5 million.
Damn. Why? Why?
He is due $2.5 million. For 2 years of salary, plus a one-time payment of about $8 million as part of his contract cause.
That's so weird. You know, I've switched jobs before in my life, and I don't remember that ever happening. But it's weird, too, because he's leaving because of these pictures with his pants unbuttoned, and then his fucking hands down his pants, whatever the fuck that weird-ass picture.
Right.
And so he does that, puts it on social media, loses his job, and gets a check for $10 million.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And people like him will bitch about affirmative action. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's rich.
Southern Poverty Law Center has put out a notice that a white nationalist organization called The Right Stuff.
Oh, God.
Has announced the formation of a political party called the National Justice Party.
Nine!
Which includes a cluster of known white supremacists and has a platform shaped around the conspiracy theory suggesting that whites are being deliberately eliminated in the United States.
Sadly, they will find some followers, some lunatic.
Well, they
races.
Did. I saw a video.
Oh,
reason
gross.
I looked this organization up. Was that I saw a video of a lunatic
yeah.
wearing a mask and, you know, looking a little Antifa-ish, but he was trying to tear down, I don't know where he was even, but there was a bunch of, it was a place where there's a bunch of different flags,
yeah,
of different
yeah.
nations, like a yes. United Nations type of deal.
Sure,
and he
sure.
was trying to rip down all these flags.
Yeah.
And somebody was hollering at him and filming at the same time. They're like, hey, hey, what are you doing? Kind of thing. And this guy's like, oh, well, you got the evil Zionist movement.
Oh, shit.
You got to vote National Justice Party. God. And he's screaming National Justice Party. And they're like, hey, hey, the guys that are filming. It's really funny.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, hey, take off your mask. And he did. And they're like, take off your hat. We can't see who you are. And the guy took off his hat and just started yelling.
While he's doing this vandalism.
While trying to climb up to tear down these flags. Yeah. But then he goes into this diatribe about the Jews and all this stuff.
Is he also QAnon, you think? Is he
probably,
he's all
yeah.
that shit. He's all that crazy.
So I was like, National Justice Party. So I looked it up, and then sure enough, 5 days ago, Southern Poverty Law Center put out a notice that this National Justice Party has been formed by these outward white nationalists.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
And their vibe is everyone's trying to kill Whitey.
God. There's a lot of those groups on social media, man. There's a lot of Boogaloo groups around here.
That's why they're mad at Facebook today, because of this kid that killed people. I guess one of the groups that maybe he belonged to that helped organize the white waddlers with their guns to go to Kenosha and protect.
Yeah.
People were warning Twitter about it. They're like, these guys are calling for violence. Facebook. You got to ban this page.
And they didn't.
And Facebook's like, it doesn't violate our terms of service. And now all of a sudden, that group got removed, Ryan,
yeah.
after yesterday.
Hey, bring those screen caps, though, where you have the correspondent with Facebook. I mean, they should be... God.
Yeah, so...
Give these Nazis a platform, you fuck. Oh, God. That's a nightmare, dude. That's so crazy.
Yeah. So they, these group pages now are being removed.
Right. No more Boogaloos. No more National Justice Party.
The National Justice Party.
God, that sounds so fucking creepy.
Here it is. After initially taking no action on militia pages organizing armed counter protests in Kenosha,
yes,
Facebook said last night that the pages and related comments violate a just enacted policy that imposes stricter limits on QAnon militia and other groups. Facebook received complaints about a group called Kenosha Guard, who encouraged a call to arms, quote, and comments urging supporters to come, quote, locked and loaded.
Listen, if you run a social media platform, the bare minimum is that you don't want to promote this. Like, this is the thing you want to avoid more than anything, right?
Right, right.
Like, more than anything, you don't want this.
Oh, fuck, we got to get out of here.
God,
hey, thanks for listening today, everybody. We appreciate your time.
Yay.
Thanks for spreading the crabs. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out when you do. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Jeebus.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. RatedRComedy.com. His Instagram, RatedRComedy. His Twitter, RatedRComedy. His Facebook page, RatedRComedy. His TikTok, RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And
no TikTok? You don't have that?
I don't fucking
okay.
TikTok. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a blessed evening. And let's do it. Don't listen to Trump tonight. Don't listen. Don't listen.
Fuck ye.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. And I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. We have broken their back.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.